Okay, so so we're on now is so we're just reviewing the problem of according to basically the Gemara passes like Isi Ben Yehuda. Okay, the question is do you have to stand up? Isi Ben Yehuda basically says that you stand up for any old guy. Okay, anyone who's old, even if he is if he's not even if he's a fool, even if he's not an ignoramus, you still stand up for him. Okay. Now the question is, does that mean you stand up for? But there's another issue. There's two questions. One is there's an halacha of standing up for a chacham, and there's another halacha of standing up for an old person. So the question is that the riff implies, it's implied in the riff, and the Ramban defends this, that when Isi Ben Yehuda is saying that you don't stand, that you stand for any person, even if old person, even if he's a fool. Not only is he saying that, but he's even saying there's no halacha of standing for old people. Okay. He holds there's no halacha of standing. I'm sorry, for a chacham. He has no halacha of standing for a chacham. The only halacha, according to Isi, according to the way the Rif and the Ramban are interpreting it, is stand for an old guy. Okay, stand for an old guy, whether it's chacham or not. And the question is, what's the logic to say that? What's the logic to say that? I mean, there's no halacha of standing for a talmud chacham. So that's one problem. Is that it seems like in Shas there are a lot of places you stand for talmud chacham. But forgetting, putting that aside. But what's the logic to stand for an old guy? Until now, previously, we understood that because an old guy, in general, categorically, is going to be a chacham. Because a certain perfection which comes through experiences and through coming closer to death. So certain fantasies are broken. So just practically speaking, a chacham, old guy, in general, will be a greater chacham. So the Torah made a category and said that you stand for an old person. Together with standing for a chacham. But if you're going to tell me you don't even stand for a chacham mamish, tam chacham, you don't stand for, according to the Rav, according to the Ramban. So then what are you standing for an old guy for? What do? You say it's a chacham, you don't stand for a chacham. So what's the whole deal? Right? So for that, we suggested maybe it's based on the Ibn Ezra, which demands his own interpretation. But basically, he says, because when they say we're talking, he says, because of Bavor HaMeis. It's on Yid Tes Lama Beis. He says, Bavor HaMeis. Ki Hazakin Krav L'Misa. This is for death. Because Hazakin is close to death. Ki Gufo K'Meis Nechshav. Because his body is like a mace. Okay? And he says, Tavir, he says, V'Yisim HaLakacha. And this is because he's talking about that, but he's talking about V'Yisim HaLakacha. It says, Yanishcha B'Mei HaZikna. It's a fear of God who will punish you in your old age. Okay? Punish you in your old age. So what's the deal? So you should stand up for a chacham, for an old guy, because he's close to death, and his body's like almost dead. And then you should fear God who will punish you when you're old. I mean, what's the deal? Because this Karov Lisa, it's very nice. He's close, Karov. But he's not quite dead, right? His body is like that. I mean, what does that mean? But he's not. He's not that. He's alive. It's true. Ben notices that there's a Ibn Ezra, similar Ibn Ezra earlier in the parak. Yud Tas Yud Dalet. They said, "Look, Sakal Chayresh, Luf Neves of the Sitein Mechshal." Right? You shouldn't curse a deaf person, or you shouldn't put a son for a blind person. He says, "Don't do it just because you have the power. Because you could do it." He's saying, "Don't do it. Don't think you get away with it. Don't do it because you could." Yerush Mikel, she yachal anishcha l'sumcha chayr shviver, because he could, you fear God, because he could make you, he could punish you and make you deaf or blind. Similar to this, right? So don't stand for the old guy because you're going to be old and God will punish you in your old age. Similar kind of logic, whatever that logic is. That is the question: is why are you mechabit him? They stand up because he's almost dead. Even a dead guy is covered on mace. Why do you have covered on mace? It's because he reminds you that he used to be alive. So it's not because intrinsically we honor a mason. The mace is because the mace isn't really to be honored. It's the living guy to be honored. You're saying, now why are you honoring the old guy? Why should you stand up for him? Because he's almost dead. Okay, right, but it's not dead. And if he were dead, then why should he be honored because he's dead? I mean, now he's alive. But I mean, it's funny he says he's like a mace. He's not a mace. I mean, he's alive. So I've been kicking. Right? I mean, his gufo, his body is like a mace. I mean, you could say that, but I wouldn't think it's a distortion to say such a thing. What do you think? You know what I mean? Like, I think it's wrong. I mean, there's a difference. There's a stark difference between life and death. I mean, he's frail and he's weak, but I mean, he's like his dad. I don't think old people would agree with that statement. Right? I don't think young people should either. I mean, it just seems like, I mean, don't let evidence roll fast on you. Yeah? Doesn't seem to be true. I mean, I guess it's closer to a dead body, but I mean, I say it's closer to life than to death. I mean, death is pretty dead. You know, and maybe a little weak, but I mean, it's going a little far to make him dead already. Yeah, okay, so let me, so maybe let's put things together here. Okay. So maybe he holds, see, a person, like, the question, what do you mean he's like a mace? He's not like a mace. His body's like a man. I mean, he's a little bit, what's an Adam? An Adam, I mean, he's no less of an Adam. You know, Adam is really an Adam. Adam's Adam. He's a human being. He's alive. It's someone like him. He's, you know, there's no life in Adam. So it's true. He probably can't play basketball as well. But does that make him a mace? But it says Gufo Nashav Kamace. See, a person, people do character, they do look at him as a mace. Like, he's an has-been, he's over the hill, it's a foregone conclusion, he's going to die. Why do people do that? See, because people look at the essence of a human being as really his God. And when he's Gufo Nashav Kamace, basically, he's nothing. What is he? I mean, there's a significance of a human being, but the significance of a human being in people's eyes is his strength, his whole physical, all the physical characteristics which a person has. When a guy is decrepit and old and weak and wrinkled and all the different things, is basically the natural emotions are is that that person, you only give him another animal. And you naturally are mavaza. Okay? But not because of him, I mean. One thing is that for him, it's not right. It's a distortion for him, and it's like, it could be like old people sense that. People don't look at them, they don't respect them anyway. They look at them, you know. But it's a philosophical distortion. It's a philosophical distortion. An old person is an invitation for a philosophical distortion of Adam. And a person naturally does not look at him as Adam. But the true philosophical attitude should be, there's an idea of Kavod HaBrios, of Kavod HaAdam. A person has a son like him, is a unique Bria in the creation. Of Adam, and he's no less of an Adam whether he's 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 or 80 or 90. Doesn't matter, he's Adam is an Adam. Alright, it's all again. So that being the case, so really he's not Kames. See, the Ibn Ezra is not saying he really is Kames. His Gufo is Nechshav Kames. It's God. But in terms of Adam, he's truly an Adam, and he deserves the 100% covered Adam that any other Adam receives. Now, the regular Adam you don't have to stand up for because it's just naturally a person treats the Adam with Kabbalah, as a respect. But naturally, a person's inclination is to treat a zaken in like the opposite manner. So what Torah does is mechayev you to express and to manifest that he is really an Adam, and you're standing for his Adamness, for his son like him, for the Kavod Adam. But it's the reason why you're standing for him as opposed to someone else is not because he's greater than someone else, but it's because he's equal to someone else. But because in your mind, it's like to counter the natural denial of his status of an Adam, and that demands that you treat him as an Adam. So really, you have to treat every Adam as an Adam. But you don't have to stand up to treat a person as an Adam, you just naturally do so. But by a Zaken, you don't naturally do so. So the Torah is mechayev you to express it, to treat him as an Adam by standing up for him. And that's mechabed. You're mechabed, it's not like him. You're raising up, it's not like him, which is your natural inclination is not to them. You know what I mean? Now that also has a personal dimension. I would think it has a philosophical dimension, but it also has like an emotional dimension to the chutz, to the zaken. Because the zaken, in terms of his emotions, in terms of like a ben adam chavero, it also has dimensions because he basically is the recipient of people's looking down upon him because they treat him like he's not a person. But it's part of your recognition is that he is a person. He deserves the respect. He deserves human respect because he is a human being. He knows he's no less of a human being. So it's for him, it's just him also. But I don't know if I'm saying it's for him because of Chesed, I'm not sure. I mean, they're both there. It's a philosophical expression that he's really not them, and it also, in terms of him, it's an expression. You know what I mean? Now, recognize what he is. You know, now it could be Reisim El Kafa is saying that he'll punish you in your old age. You know, what it's saying is that a part of the reason is a person treats the guy not as an Adam is because he dissociates with him. Like you said, it's not me. I'm never, like you guys were saying, it's not me. I'm never going to be like that. You know, it's all those other guys, the old guy who's not a human being. But me, I'm not, that's not me. I'm a young guy, I'm alive, I'm an Adam. So that's what it's saying is, you have to realize that basically you two are subject to the same thing. that you're no different from him. You also are subject to old age and to the frailties and the weakness of old age and to the derision of other people based upon your old age. And as such, if the Rebbe, if the bring to mind the fact that you are subject to the same fate as him, and the same lowliness that people look at you as, you really are subject to the same exact thing. So the thing is that with that in mind, if you think about the Yiras Hashem, the onesh, that you could have the same decrepit state as him, so that's really that should cause you to realize that really he is not. When you think about it vis-a-vis the self, then all of a sudden you don't, then all of a sudden you realize that he really is an Adam. So, of course, I'd be an Adam when I'm that old. So he is an Adam. So it brings back the identification with him. See, normally it comes from a break of identification, but if you think of the fact that God's going to punish you and you're going to have a similar fate, so then you have identification, and then so you respect him. I mean, so here's the Kefla, it's like a tool to be able to do the mitzvah, is to bring pointing out to you that it comes from your lack of identification. It could be that's also the same thing by the Cheresh and the Iver, is that a person thinks that these are inferior people, and therefore he degrades them, he maltreats them. Right? But the saying is that you have to realize, Reshim and Kefla, you too could have that. God could punish you and make you a Cheresh and you're an Iver, and basically they're an Adam and you're an Adam. And the fact that they're an Iver, don't look at them as being an inferior person, but a mechuyev to treat them as an Adam. And there's a separate specialist that the Torah warns against mistreating them. You know what I mean? But it demands that you recognize that before God, Adam's an Adam. And the fact that they have that they're old or they're in a decrepit state, they're Iver, they're Cheresh, that's an Onesh Hashem. You too could have the same exact thing. I mean, that's God's will, whatever, however it worked out. But that's, you're no different. You're no different from them, and therefore you have to respect them, treat them as an Adam. You know, I mean, they are similar, but there it's like you can't curse them, you can't do bad to them. Here, the Torah is actually stand up for them. You know, sure. You see that same way. You see people call them old guy. There's no. You see people do look at them as a different kind of a thing. You try to associate yourself with that. It's not just another person who happened to be 8 years old. It's an old guy. See, a person does dissociate himself as if he's a different type of a Bria. That's the problem. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to stand up and recognize that he's really other. Standing up for his underlying nature of another. And then now Chacham doesn't do that. Chacham, why should he stand up for Chacham? I mean, Chacham, see, that's the Havmin is you're standing for his because he's great. It's like, that is because of who he is you stand. The Maskana is, or the Rishi's holding is, you're not because of what he is, but it's because of what you make him into emotionally, and therefore you have to stand up for him. The Mechayiv is not because of what he is. Yeah, he's a great person. Every person is a great person. Talmud Chacham is the greatest person. Torah Mechayiv, you stand for a great person. Torah Mechayiv, you stand for someone who you make into lower, naturally make lower than he truly is, and therefore it demands that you express the kavod, his underlying kavod, which you would naturally express to every human being, if not for the fact that they have this weakness. It's like a different type of an idea. There's no chiyuv though for a very old. There's no chiyuv kavod for a chacham per se. Okay, but it makes sense. I mean, we say you may want there to be a chiyuv kavod for a chacham, which forever he doesn't hold by. But this is an akasha on that. How could you have a chiyuv kavod for him and not for him? Yeah, because if you look at it as the kavod is because he's great, then the greatest person is Tam Chacham. How can you not be a chiyuv Tam Chacham? But if you say that the reason for kavod is not because of his greatness, but because of your emotions. So then your emotions are only relevant by a Zaki, not relevant by a Tamil Chacham. You know what I mean? We do see in a lot of cases the Torah has the idea of treating, taking people, lowly people, and bring them up. Like you have it by the Zaki, by the Cheresh, and the Iver, you have it by a Ger, and a Yasam, and Mal, and all different, you know, lowly people. So a lot of times Torah is protecting the other people. A person naturally dissociates from them, and Torah is, they're an Adam. You have to treat them, protect them, relate to them in the same way. I mean, it's two dimensions. It's for the protection of the people, as human beings, and they deserve a certain protection. And it's also for you philosophically. For you philosophically, that it's a distortion. It's a distortion to look at them as lacking Adam because of certain emotions that you have. You dissociate yourself from them, but that's a distortion, and you have to come to the true idea on that. I mean, you have to face it. It's true. I mean, it's a good point. Part of why you do break off the old guy is because you have a fear of your own being old and your own death. So it's like when you see someone else like that, it reminds you that you could be that. So what you do is you associate yourself with them. And you say, ah, he's the old guy. He's a different type of human being. Different type of person. Different type of character. And therefore you basically break your tie then. But it's saying, you're actually on Catholic, that's the point it says, that you have to realize you're also going to get old, so you have to break that and face the fact that you really are also going to be in some state. And you're also, you're mortal. And as such, you have to treat him like you, because you really all are now. And you have to break that type of denial. Similar thing, it says, like, you too are a Ger. So you are also a Ger Mitzrayim. Don't think you're more, you're superior to the Ger. A lot of times, this theme in Torah, a person rejects or abuses people who he could imagine are being lower than him. Torah saying, you're not lower than him. Your Adam is an Adam. And people have different faiths, different conditions. That's Melech. God is the one who's in charge of that. But you're basically subject to all those things that anyone else is. Okay. So that now that that's the case, now that's the case, so according to the Ref, basically there's no halacha whatsoever of standing for a Talmud Chacham. Now the obvious problem which the Ref has to deal with, the Ramban does for him, is that well, it seems like there are a lot of Gemaras and Shas that talk about standing up for a Talmud Chacham. I mean, it's a nice theory, you want to say it, but is it really pan out with Shas? I mean, you have a lot of places in Shas where there are Gemaras where you're standing for Talmid Chacham. Okay? A lot of places in Gemaras where you're standing for Talmid Chacham. So how do you put forth this theory? You don't stand for Talmid Chacham. So the Ramban answers for the Ref, a very interesting answer. You gotta follow. Okay? So what really he holds, you do not stand for Talmid Chacham. You only stand for an old guy. But here's this one thing, and this is what you have to explain. This one thing is like this. Let's say you have an old guy. Old guy walking down the street, and you have a Talmid Chacham watching him. He says the Talmud Chacham does not have to stand for it. Even though it's a mitzvah in Torah, it stands for an old guy, Talmud Chacham doesn't have to. Why? He says, because he's a Zakin Vein Old Fikfoda. It's not Lufi Kavod of the Talmud Chacham to stand for an old guy. Part, I mean, why not? It's a mitzvah. I mean, what kind of thing is that? But that's what he says. He says, Talmud Chacham can't stand for just Stam and Ignoramus old guy. That's not the Kavod of Talmud Chacham. So therefore, if that happens, so even though there's a mitzvah to stand for an old person, not for a Talmud Chacham. Now, a Talmud Chacham should not do it. But if that old person is a Talmud Chacham himself, so then you do stand for him. Okay? So when the Gemara says there are all these cases where they stood for Talmid Chachamim, they weren't standing because they were Talmid Chacham, they were standing because they were old. But they had to be Talmid Chachamim. Because if they weren't Talmid Chachamim, they wouldn't be allowed to stand for them. A Talmud Chacham, because the Gemara, who's the Gemara's stories with? There's stories of Talmid Chacham. So the Talmid Chacham aren't going to stand for old guys, Talmud old guys. They only stand for Talmid Chacham old guys. So when it's saying that they stood for this guy because he was a Talmud Chacham, it really means they stood for him because he was old. And the reason why the Gemara is mentioning his Talmud Chacham is because you don't say that it's not Lepi Kvoda. Okay? I mean, it's a stretch in these Gemaras, it sounds like. I mean, you have to look at the Gemaras, but I mean, he's really putting a lot into these cases. You know what I mean? He's putting a lot into these cases. But I mean, he ultimately can do it, so we can't really question whether it's a valid reading the cases. But he holds it is. But the question is, what's the idea? What is the idea, I guess, of saying that if you're an old, if you're a Talmud Chacham, you can't stand for an old guy? It's not a Fikvoda. Why not? I mean, that's the mitzvah. That is the mitzvah. I mean, what do you say? It's not a Fikvoda to take a lulav? I mean, how do you draw the lines here? What do you mean you can't stand for it? It's not a Fikvoda beneath your kavod. My question is like this. How can you say beneath my kavod? It's a mitzvah. It's like any other mitzvah, entire mitzvah. So it's beneath my kavod to do a mitzvah? It's a mitzvah. It's not like I'm doing like a whole activity. So it's beneath my kavod. Like, for instance, to make the discussion stronger. Isn't that what Michal said? Mm-hmm. When David was dancing in front of the Torah, he says, beneath your kavod. He said, oh, I'm not just dancing, I'm dancing before the Torah. Right? Or isn't that like when Nisa Chamayim, that's the thing. I think Rabbi Abshad, that was the great schar of Nisa Chamayim, is that even the most lowly activity of pour drawing water is the greatest of Avodas Hashem. There's no such thing as beneath your kavod. Beneath your kavod is in social dealings, but this is a mitzvah. So I'm standing up, because it's a mitzvah. So that's beneath my kavod? Beneath my kavod is if it's not a mitzvah. If David HaMelech was dancing because he just wanted to dance, that would be beneath his kavod. Dancing for the Aron Hashem? That's the greatest thing. So I mean, there's a mitzvah. So I mean, it's beneath his cover. Why is it beneath his cover?
Isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you what though. According to the Rif, there is no mitzvah of ten for Tamachah. So what do you mean the cover is beneath his cover? What cover?
Yeah,
okay, fine. Yeah, so I think you're saying good. I mean, actually, you know, Jake, you're both saying the same idea that really, the first step is that even though there's no mitzvah to stand up for a Talmud Chacham, doesn't mean there's no institution to cover a Talmud Chacham or cover a Torah. It's just that there's no chiyuv of the Torah is never machayiv you stand up for Talmud Chacham. But does that mean that there's no idea of a Talmud Chacham and there's no idea of Torah and Talmud Chacham brings to mind Torah and there's no institution of it can't be mivazah of the Torah? Are you allowed to be mivazah to the Torah? There's no particular mitzvah of standing up for a Talmud Chacham. But of course, he's a Talmud Chacham. He can't be mivazah him. He represents Torah. I mean, there's not. It's the question is there a particular machayiv of standing? And see, the Rif says there's no machayiv to stand for a Talmud Chacham. Okay, so that's the first step. Now, being the case that there is such a thing as a bizayin of a Talmud Chacham, or there is an idea of a Talmud Chacham, now what is the mitzvah of standing for an old guy? It's true it's a mitzvah, but the mitzvah is to, so to speak, subordinate yourself to this guy. That's what standing up for him is. Standing up for him is showing you're subordinating your time, you're sitting, you're comfortable, and you're saying, oh, I'm going to stand for him. So you're that's the idea of standing for a guy. It's an action of supporting yourself to him. And the thing is that you can't have a Talmud Chacham support yourself to an Amarx. That's a mitzvah. And his bottom line is, it's true it's a mitzvah, but what is the mitzvah is that it's one human being supporting himself to the other human being. Okay? Expressing, standing up for another human being. And you simply cannot have a Talmud Chacham standing up for an Amarx. It's antithetical to everything we stand for. So, it's true the reason why is not because he's an Am Haaretz, but it's because he's a Zaken and there's a mitzvah. That's true, that's why the Torah was mechayiv in it. The reason why is because the emotion, you can look at it in the wrong way, blah, blah, all that. But bottom line is the action is impossible. It's not, it's beneath the cover of a Talmud of Talmud Chacham to stand up for an Am Haaretz, and it simply cannot be done. And therefore the mitzvah can't tell you to do that. That's like an impossible action. So, although when you have one Am Haaretz for another Am Haaretz, even though really one guy isn't any greater than the other one, the reason why the Torah normally tells you to stand is because it's a zaken and you have emotions, you can look at him as a dad and fine. But that's very nice. But there's nothing wrong with the one Am Haaretz standing for another Am Haaretz. And the reason why the Torah is making you stand is so you have the right idea. But what you can't have, there is something wrong with Talmud Chacham standing for Am Haaretz. It's beneath his cup. It's a bizarre of Torah, but not a cup of the Talmud Chacham, and you simply can't do it. Okay, but if the other old guy is also a Talmud Chacham, then you have a problem. Then you have a problem, right? Then it's no problem, right? Then it's fine. So that's what I'm saying. So all those Gemaras, when they stood up for Talmid Chachamim, they weren't standing there because they were a Talmud Chacham. They were standing there because they were a Zaken. But they had to be a Talmud Chacham in order for them to be able to stand up for them. And it's because now the action of standing, of supporting yourself to him, is valid. Because Talmud Chacham is supporting yourself to a Talmud Chacham. So the action is supporting yourself to a Talmud Chacham. But the Mechayev is not because he's a Talmud Chacham. See, that's what I'm saying. You're standing for a Talmud Chacham. The action is standing for the Talmud Chacham. But the Mechayev is not because he's a Talmud Chacham. Mechayev is because he's a Zake. Because he's old. Amen? Okay. Fine. So that's that. The reason why you're doing it. The answer is like, but it's a mitzvah. But what I'm saying is, the mitzvah is the reason why you're doing it. But it's because of mitzvah. But what are you doing? It's one human being, you support yourself to another human being. And that actually is not possible. You can't have a Talmud Chacham yourself to Haaretz. Now, it's true that's why you're doing it. But that doesn't mean that the action is like a mitzvah of mitzvah. I mean, it's true it's a mitzvah of mitzvah. But the action has a character to it. And that character is not possible. You know what I mean? So the fact that it's mitzvah is a good reason why you'd want to do it. But if the action is not possible, then you just can't do it. Can't do it. This segues into the next question. Okay? And it gets to the question about, I mean, it heads to the question about if you stand up for a Baal Meisim. The Gemara has a thing called a Baal Meisim. A Baal Meisim means a guy's perfected. Okay, a person with good Meisim Tov. Perfected guy. Okay? Let's say he's not a Talmud Chacham. Not a Talmud Chacham, he's just a perfected guy. Okay, he's not a big Talmud Chacham, but he's a perfected guy. Okay, guys, a very perfected guy. So the question is there a halacha standing up for such a person? Okay? Okay? Not a Talmud Chacham, perfected guy. So on the surface, he definitely told us to say anything like that. He doesn't say anywhere. It says, Mezeva, old guy, Tal Chacham, doesn't say anywhere about Baal Meisim. Okay, it doesn't say anything about Baal Meisim. But the Gemara, there's a funny Gemara. Because the Gemara wants to know, what do you do? Let's say you have a situation, a funny situation, where the son is the rabbi of the father. Okay? So it's reverse. So on the one hand, you could argue the son just stands for the father because he's his father. Keep it up by him. On the other hand, the rabbi should stand for the son because Kavod HaRav. So you have a funny situation. So the Gemara wants to know, what do you do? Okay, what do you do? So basically, it tells a story that Shmuel, there was a case like this, and Shmuel rebuked the son for not standing for the father, Rabbi Chazka. Okay, I think it was Rabbi Yehuda, was the son, Rabbi Chazka was the father. And he saw that the son did not stand, and Shmuel said, no, stand up for your father. Right? So it seems to indicate that you do stand up for your father, even though you happen to be his rabbi, you still stand up for your father. Okay? So the Gemara said, no, not so fast. The reason there was Rabbi Chazka, the father, was no ordinary father. He was a Baal Meisim. He was not just an ordinary father, he was a Baal Meisim. And he wasn't standing because he was his father, because really a rabbi doesn't stand for his father, if he's the rabbi. But the reason why he was standing is because he's a Baal Meisim. And I'll show you so much he's a Baal Meisim that even Shmuel stood for him. Even Shmuel stood for him. Shmuel wasn't his father, wasn't his son, but even Shmuel stood for him. You see, that's why he stood for the saying is, he stood for him because he's a Baal Meisim. Okay, that's the way the Gemara goes. Again, so saying the son, the reason why he stood for him, bottom line, is because he's a Baal Meisim. Okay, so what? So what have I been doing with this? So all you need, the punchline is that the Gemara is saying that he stood for this guy because he's a Baal Meisim. And he says, where do you ever see, the Rambam says, do you ever see anywhere there's a chiv stand for Baal Meisim? There's no such thing like that. Where do you see that? It doesn't say that anywhere. It says, Chacham, Baal Meisim, perfect the guy. Where do you see it? He says, so it must be you'll have to learn. You have to say that you're standing really the same answer because he was old. He's standing because he was old. And you'll say it's not the kvodo to stand for a Talmud Chacham to stand before an old guy. Shmuel, how could Shmuel, the great Talmud Chacham, stand before an old guy? Oh, because he was Baal Meisim. He was Baal Meisim, he was perfected. So he wasn't just an old guy, he was a very perfected old guy. So therefore, it is the kvodo. It's the kvodo of Shmuel's kavod. See, and this. See, the reason why the Rambam's bringing this Gemara, because this is a good proof. Because every other Gemara that you see people stand for Talmidei Chachamim, the simple way to explain it is to say it's because he's Talmid Chachamim. There's a chiyuv standing for Talmid Chachamim. But here you can't say that. Because Baal Meisim, there's no chiyuv standing for Baal Meisim. So you're going to have to say that the reason he stood for him is not because Talmid Chachamim, but it's because he was an old guy. And the reason why I brought in Baal Meisim is just to show that it's not an Ilfi Kvoda. Okay? So bottom line is, you see, according to the Rep, the same thing is that it's not Lefi Kavod for Talmud Chacham to stand for an old guy, but if the old guy is the Baal Meisim perfected, then, you know, even though the Rep himself doesn't have a Chiv to stand for a Baal Meisim. So you have a funny thing. You know, the Rep, a little bit of a contradiction, because the Rep is saying that there's never a Chiv to stand for a Baal Meisim. Why not? So you'd think, because he's not so great. Something like that. That's what you think. You think, why don't know? There's no chiv. Same Baal Meisim. Now he's perfected. It's very nice, but he's not a chacham. So it sounds like it's saying is that a Baal Meisim isn't so special. Yeah, but yet you see that if you have a Talmud Chacham, he's allowed to stand up for an old guy if he's Baal Meisim. It is a big photo. What do you mean? You just told me that a Baal Meisim is no big deal. I mean, so is Baal Meisim significant? Is Baal Meisim not significant? Okay? Fine. It's one question. But the Ran, basically, I mean, we'll get into how he learns the whole thing. But basically, he learns that you do stand for a Baal Meisim. In general. There is a Chiyuv to stand for a Baal Meisim. In fact, the guy is a Chiyuv to stand for. Ayah Torah doesn't say it. He says, yeah, because in general, you don't know who's Baal Meisim. How are you supposed to determine? I mean, Chacham is easy to determine. You hear him give a shiur, you hear him talking to Torah, you know he's a Chacham. But a Baal Meisim is usually very, very difficult to determine. So the Torah doesn't say it anywhere. But if you'll ask me why do you stand for a chacham, it's because chachma is maybe the demaisa. The whole purpose of chachma is because it leads you to perfection. So if you have a guy who you mamish know is perfected, however you know, we're just saying Rabbi Chazka they knew was perfected, so then of course you have to stand for him. Okay, of course you have to stand for him. So that explains that in Gemara. The reason why he stood for him is because he's mamish, there was no raya. So the Ran holds basically, if you have machlokes around the Ramban, is do you stand for a Baal Meisim? The Ron says, yeah, the whole reason why you stand for Talmud Chacham is because it brings you to Maisa. So of course you stand for Baal Maisa. The Ramban says, no. Where do you never see that in the Torah? Where do you see the halacha stand for Baal Maisa? Yet still the Ramban does agree, though, that if he's a Zaken, if he's a Talmud Chacham and he's an old guy, he can stand for Baal Maisa. So he's not totally denying the institution of Baal Maisa. He still does recognize it in some sort of a form.
What kind of
okay.
Who cares?
Okay, so you could say, this is a good question. Men say, so who cares? It's hard to determine who's Baal Meisim. But that's a mitzvah. I mean, it's hard to determine. Why are you not getting a mitzvah? Just because it's hard to determine. Okay, good question.
Can you always recognize someone's a chacham?
Yeah, I mean, you can't necessarily tell, so whatever. But still, you shouldn't dilute the mitzvah because of that. Okay, and the question is also, what's the machlokas? Funny machlokas. Do you stand for Baal Meisim? Do you not stand for Baal Meisim? It sounds like opposite arguments. One guy's argument is the whole idea of chachma is because it's maybe the Meisa. Sounds like a good argument. So now, how do you argue with that? No, it's not true. I mean, what kind of machlokas is that?